I was in Seattle for Emerald City Comic Con for the week. I was dressed in a divine Vin cosplay from Mistborn. It had taken me the better part of 5 months to fully finish, which was worth it, even though nobody knew who I was. I was there for the con, the experience, the memories, the people. Ah, the people. While I had been rushing the booth, I had run into some guy in a David Tennant costume, and we hit it off, talking about all of our favorite fandoms and events we had been to. He was so handsome and quirky. Just my type, of course. He couldn't have guessed then that I already wanted to mark him, to leave smudges of my lipstick all over his cute mouth, and a trail of lover's marks leading down to his belly. I wanted to use him, even after talking to him for only 10 minutes. I knew what I wanted. His chaste, blushing smile belied the effect my pronounced cleavage was having on him. Try as he might, he couldn't hide the careful, darting glances he tried to sneak at my chest. For him, it would just be a matter of waiting for me to get him alone. But just like that, we had parted ways again, off to the separate ends of the convention hall, not to see each other again. That was until the third night of the con. The hotel I had booked in advance for my trip was filled, as I guess it would be, with cosplayers and serious mega fans of all shapes and sizes. Tonight, the bar was filled with people out for the con, getting to know each other at different tables, still in their costumes. I talked with a few people I had met at the event during the day. Eyes darting around to find the Doctor Who cosplayer I had decided to take to bed earlier that day. He was nursing a dry martini and chatting up some anime girl or other by the bar until our eyes locked from across the room. He gave me a shallow smile, and I gave him the same. We both knew we were human, attractive people who had aligning needs. Suddenly, the Dalek he had come to the con with, a friend of his, it seemed, grabbed him by the arm and led him over to a table. I decided to make my way there as well. Some 1970s board game called Dungeon was laid out with shots in an array of vibrant colors. It seemed they had somehow changed the rules to accommodate a drinking game tie-in, and David was being dealt in to start the next game. This looks fun. Have room for one more, by chance? I asked coyly. A table of nerdy, socially disenfranchised men then spent all of 5 seconds awing in the sight of my beauty before exiling one of their own to give me a seat. Oh, I've always been a fast learner, but it seemed that David and the Dalek were not. The further the game went, the more they drank. I decided to make a more direct move before he became too drunk to catch a hint. Rubbing my soft leg across his and giving him a come hither stare that could melt a glacier had him blushing redder than an apple in seconds. As my slender foot slid up between his thighs, I started caressing his cock through his pants, rubbing and teasing him closer to the edge with every mounting second. The game continued as I played with him until I could see in his eyes that he was moments from bursting, at which point I withdrew my foot and slipped it back into its boot. He looked over at me, eyes glimmering almost pitiably with unspoken pleas. I simply winked across the table at him and slid him the spare keys to my room. I'm going to hit the hay, everybody. Deal me out for the next game, I told the table. He simply took the key in his hands with a wolfish smile on his face and eyes that trailed down to my butt to watch me leave. After we parted, I didn't have to wait very long for him to come up after the ass that he had watched sway so hungrily. I had barely sat down on the edge of the bed to unsheath my foot from their boots when he began fumbling with the lock outside. When the door swung open to admit him, I saw the look of helplessness and need painted across his face, and he, the sultry smirk on mine. Close the door and get on your hands and knees by the bed, I told him playfully. He did so obediently and eagerly. I like that. The fiendish desperation, the lust, oof, they just drive me crazy. I want to control him, force him to deny himself for me and love me for it. Good pet, I told him. I beckoned him to put his head in between my thighs with my finger, and he shuffled over on his knees as soon as I had. As a reward for his attentive service, I lift my skirt and let him burrow under it and sniff my underwear. He gets right to work without ado, of course. Before I could stop him, he has his face buried in my muff and is moaning as he eats me out. He isn't bad at all with that busy tongue of his. Without warning, I start to let out deep, guttural moans of pleasure, wrapping my legs around his head and using his hair like reins to control his movements. He tries to reach up and grab one of my breasts with his hand, but I slap it away fussily. He can focus on what he has in front of him for now. I elect to play with my own breasts, reaching under my shirt, gently tweaking and teasing my nipples with my fingers. Rapture overcomes me and I climax all over his lovely face in a flash of ecstasy. I see his face, fleshed, dripping face from the prison of my thighs, and he pants doggedly with a skillful tongue lolling out of his pretty mouth. He just kneels there, his eyes adoring my form for moments that could have been hours as I allowed the orgasm to crash over me. He told me how hard he was, begged me to touch and use him, but even as cute as he was, I had to coyly tease him. Even though I hadn't intended on leaving him hanging, he didn't know. When he was on the verge of tears, I rolled my eyes and told him to lie on the bed. I made him bend over with his ass in the air, and when he did, his testicles were hanging down in my view. First, I stroked up his thighs, giving him a few more than playful spanks that caused his poor, neglected cock to jump. Tell me I am the most beautiful woman in the world, I demanded. And he appeased me. So I brought my lips down to his balls, sticking my tongue out to lick up the crevice between them and tease his taint. I gave them a wicked little kiss before I laid a hand over them to softly squeeze and fondle them, causing him to let out a whimper. I brought out my other hand under his face. Spit in my hand, I told him. With his spit for lube, I snaked my hand down between his thighs and choked up on his heaving cock, which by now was hard as steel. Back and forth, I stroked him as I massaged his scrotum while all he could do was whine and moan with pleasure. Come for me, darling, I commanded. He let out a yelp, and then his whole body began to shake as ropes of cum shot out of his tortured prick and onto the sheets. He thrust into my hand desperately at the end until he fell over on the bed and passed out from the bliss. I simply looked at him, face shining with my juices, cock softening as it dribbled out of the last contents of his balls. It was too beautiful to not take a picture. I pulled out my phone and captured the moment, sure to get a few different angles before putting it up and sliding into bed beside him and cuddling up for the night. I smiled as I slept. I knew that when the buzz wore off tomorrow, he would still want me. But me? I was thinking about a certain Dalek that I would like to exterminate in this bed next.